This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, if you, you know, I mean, there's a dozen things you can do right now, but if you want to get involved in the conversation for real, you got 855-732-5563. Hit up to the website. We have a live chat room there, and if that doesn't suit your needs, you can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com. If you're a Facebook aficionado, that's, you know, although I got to tell you, makes me nuts. But if you have to be there and that's the only place you can be, then so be it. But you can find us there as well. You know, I guess it's a chat room. For all intents and purposes, it is a chat room. Anyway, if you guys want to try, we have a what's called a beta version up right now. We'll be cleaning it up a bit with our online app, Android and Apple app. And it'll help you. You can watch the show live no matter where you're at. You can grab it on your phone. You can use the chat room. You can. There's just so much happening there. And let me know what you think. You know, I'm always looking for feedback. Always looking, not pushback. I get enough of that. Feedback would be good. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give me your email address if you head up to the website. I'd love to know. You send me an email once a week. If you don't like it, you want out, you don't want any part of it, it's really easy to opt out of. If that doesn't work for you, then, again, simply, you can simply do is just go to our text messaging, right? Real simple there, too. Just text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending. Okay, got a gross one for you. You got to have at least one every hour, right? And I don't even know if I should do this joke because it kind of takes a shot at me, doesn't it? A recent study shows that men with beards, they carry more germs than dogs do, which I find hard to believe. I want to know, must be somebody from PETA who did the investigation. Beards, are totally in, right? But they're also dirty, and they're hazardous to human health. Maybe that's why all the Neanderthals died off, you know? Scientists discovered that men with beards have more germs in their hair than dogs carry in their fur. Now, a new study found that every sample of beard hair collected was crawling with bacteria. Nearly half had bugs and bacteria considered hazardous to human health. The dogs tested had a lower level of microbes and bacteria that caused disease. Scientists initially wanted to determine if humans could pick up a dog-borne disease or anything along those lines, and that's what they were testing for. So, ladies, when you're kissing that guy with the long beard, you know how they have those little toothbrushes, right? After a meal, you can brush up if you want to. Maybe we can make like an antibacterial. You know, they have the stuff for your hands, right? Make it so that you can wipe the beard down with it and kill all the bacteria. Just a stupid, disgusting story. That's kind of how I look at it. This stuff is hilarious. For me, anyway. Because I have a beard. 855-ROJOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, I love these stories that come out. They're so much fun. And this isn't this isn't an Onion story, okay? But the soccer star Rapinoe, she came out and said that the just so you know, I mean, so you're aware, which I wasn't sure myself until recently. She says the gay people are scientifically, although I haven't seen the report yet, they're better than straight people. Yeah, that's right. The United States women's soccer national team star, or known Wactoid for short, and World Cup champion Megan Rapinoe has been a polarizing figure from the minute she stepped foot on the field. With her attacks on President Trump and her accepting an invitation to visit New York Rep AOC Cortez, she's now making it worse, right? She appeared on CNN with host Anderson Cooper. She categorized herself as not being an American, yet she played for the American team. She was protected by the American military and American police, for that matter, by the American Constitution being abroad. Right? She's been dropping the F-bombs all over the place. I mean, if she is a representative of the best this country has to have, we have a problem. We have a major problem. She didn't stop when she cursed during the New York City parade for the team, causing MSNBC to apologize and by saying the team could not win if it did not have gay players. That's right. That's what she said. So apparently before we knew they were gay, before they came out as gay, they were on all athletic teams, and that's the only reason they won. New York City, you're their mother blanker best, she said. What a classy lady, huh? Here's one your girls should look up to, don't you think? And this is, again, where I say to you conservatives, it's only soccer. No, it's not. They look up to the players and look at what's going on. And now look, it's okay to swear. It's okay to be vulgar. It's okay to be nasty. It's okay to do she's in a picture where somebody's doing a Hitler pledge in front of the Holocaust Museum. Isn't that classy? And they look up to this woman. Anyway. Well, we certainly want to apologize for the language at the end there, anchor Craig Melvin said. But that is Megan Rapinoe speaking in New York City right now and to tens of thousands of fans who have assembled to celebrate the World Cup championship. Isn't that really cool? It's cool to know that, you know, Red Skelton, long before the time of many of you, he said it saddened him that the new comics, up-and-coming comics, thought the only way to be funny was to use vulgarity. Isn't that terrible? Joe Messina, your host. That's right. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and, you know, just texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation as a whole. And you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. It's the only way you get informed. Remember, I keep telling you, don't spew party line. Just don't yell things out there because, I don't know, you read it on your phone, you saw a tweet, came by some kind of a ticker that you have on your phone, whatever it is. Get informed, get engaged before you start spewing things out there. Because if you think about it, it's the same stuff that we scream about with them, is that they spew party line, they don't have any facts, they really don't understand what's going on, and don't be that. Don't be that way. Don't be part of their team, if you want. Now, I haven't had this guy on enough. I should have him on more often, but he's been a blessing to me in the past. He's helped me out with a couple of things. Brad Dacus is with Pacific Justice Institute. He served as legislative assistant to the U.S. Senator Phil Graham, and then he went on to receive his Juris Doctor from the University of Texas School of Law and coordinated religious freedom and parental right cases throughout the western states for 5 years prior to founding Pacific Justice Institute. Again, I could take an hour and a half reading this, but you need to meet the man. Brad Dacus joins me. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to have the program. Thank you.
Always, always, always a pleasure. Anyway, first of all, before we get rolling with our conversation, tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is all about.
Certainly. Yeah, Joe, we're a nonprofit legal defense organization founded in 1997 with the help of Attorney General Ed Meese, who still serves as chairman of our advisory board. And Joe, as you know, we defend people completely without charge across the United States, but especially on the West Coast, in the defense of religious freedom for everyone, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And we do it all without charge. And we don't just, what makes us unique is we don't just cherry pick high profile cases. We're very unique in that we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is left on the side of the road. And if people want to keep up with our cases, we have over 40 in active litigation right now as I speak. They can just go to our website, which is pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, and they will be very amazed, and their eyes will be opened up as they look into the what's going on in the cases we're taking on.
No, and there are a whole bunch of cases out there, things going on a regular basis that would just make your head spin. And, you know, recently, though, what I've been fighting, and you know that because you and I have been conversing for years, is the whole parental rights issues at schools, you know, and it's becoming more and more evident here in California anyhow. I don't know how it is in other country, other states, which are like other countries compared to California. But I don't know what it's like in other states. But here in California, the parental rights are being squeezed more and more and more. You know, just, you know, talk a little bit, if you would, about the sex ed curriculum that's being pushed out on our kids, even at the elementary school level, where you're actually seeing things like, you know, illustrations of people having sex, and there are some areas where they're telling people that they can't opt out, but that can't be true, can it?
Well, unfortunately, it is partially true. That is, under the California Healthy Youth Act, the sex education per se, that parents can opt out of. That's their right. But the legislation, the California Health Youth Act, said, however, this information about LGBTQ, transgenders, and bringing them in to talk to little children in second grade and all, that is something that parents will not receive notice of, and also it's something that parents cannot opt their children out of on its face. Now, there's a way around this for friendly school districts, like in Orange County and some other places that are doing this. What they do is they consolidate the LGBTQ with the sex education, make it a comprehensive sex education program. And legally, we've advocated that and will defend that, and school districts are doing it, including the Orange County Board of Education. So parents can opt out of all of it if it's consolidated into a comprehensive sex education program. But most school districts are not parent-friendly, and therefore it's very, very problematic.
Yeah, that's always interesting for me to watch other school districts when they're out there, and they won't allow parents to speak for any length of time. They won't allow parents to have a voice. You know, your voice is heard at the ballot box. If you people would figure it out and you'd pay attention to what's going on, you could change this. But it's really interesting when they get into that boardroom how regulated parents actually are, isn't it?
So it really is, and they often provide false, deceptive information. The teachers' union wants to maintain control, so they get their people elected oftentimes. It's very, very problematic. And I think people need to realize also that what just came down, which is the new health curriculum framework from the legislature, it's recommended. Okay, so it's not mandated. It's recommended. But a lot of school districts are jumping on and using it. Those that aren't will indirectly, because new curriculum, textbooks, et cetera, are being printed, will be using this material. And this material goes all the way down to the kindergarten level, introducing them to alternative sexual behaviors. And I know this is a radio show. I don't want to, you know, the FCC to get, you know, take you off the air, so I want to be careful what I say. But it talks about different kinds of sexual intimacy things that parents would be stunned and shocked about. One of them involving a clenched fist, and that's all I'm going to say.
Let me put it this way here. Let me help you, all right? Because I've seen it and I've read some of it, and it's about how to pleasure oneself. Okay, there are pictures and illustrations of couples having sex, same-sex couples and otherwise.
Yes.
Explains why they have sex, explains what happens when somebody starts to get aroused. Somehow somebody thought that this was a real good curriculum, a really good idea for elementary school children. It's just sickening.
Yeah, it really is. And I think for one reason is that children before puberty, a lot of these concepts, things that are being talked about, are things that are very difficult for them to absorb and to understand. And there's no really nothing healthy about them being introduced to this material. And then especially when they're supposed to promote abstinence, well, now they've turned that on its head by promoting really what they call abstinence, which is alternative sexual activities that are very disturbing, particularly when you're talking about children at the second grade level, for example. Mm-hmm. This is coming to public schools all up and down the state, and then the next year it's going to be very disheartening when you have people coming in, transgender persons, which they need to be respected, they need to be treated decently, but that doesn't mean that we need to have children in second grade, first grade, kindergarten, exposed to this and their verbal presentations without parents knowing about it, without allowing parents to opt their children out.
I agree with you. I'm on a school board, and I'm always pushing for parental rights. I think the parents have a right to know what the kids are learning, when they're learning it, whether or not they should learn it. Joe Messina, your host, Uncle Far, Brad Dacus joins us. We'll still be with us on Inside the Break. So, we'll be right back.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Gennest has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the House floor.
Nays are 240, the nays are 187. The resolution is adopted.
A vote to condemn President Trump for his comments against four minority Democratic congresswomen. The president is continuing to defend his Sunday tweet in which he called the congresswomen un-American and suggested they should go back to the countries they came from.
That's what they say about our country.
It's my opinion they hate our country. And that's not good.
The Democratic House resolution says it strongly condemns the president's comments, saying they're racist. It says they've legitimized an increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. People are mourning the death of retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. He died from complications of a stroke in Fort Lauderdale. Stevens was 99 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate, you know, more than you know, I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. There's 8,000 other programs out there. You've chosen this one, and I so much appreciate it. And I got to tell you, you know, from a standpoint of getting information out, I don't get caught up in all that garbage that's going on. Right now, you know, they're talking about impeaching the president. They're talking about racism comments. We'll have some fun with that later, but everybody else is talking about that. We don't need to, we do not need to be doing that. Brad Dacus is with me. This is much more important. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And again, Brad, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Now, listen, let's talk a little bit about... California is going to be like the bastion of crazy legislature craziness going on. In Sacramento, they recently had a bill that you refer to as the clergy bill. Now, some people would say would have a problem with fighting this and would want it to go through, but it's the first chip one of many little ones taking away some of your religious rights, and it would. And correct me, because I'm probably going to screw it up. I usually do. It required clergy to report certain confessions to government, certain things or sins, if you would, that somebody has committed that is against the law. So now the confessional booth, where somebody's looking for forgiveness and to be made whole, if you would, now he or she has to worry about what they would say to the pastor, the priest, or what have you in one of those booths, wouldn't they?
Oh, they would. In fact, they probably would not show up to the priest or the pastor for that reason. So it basically compels clergy to become government informants. And, you know, we have there's a clergy penitent privilege, and the reason is because, as a matter of public policy, the same as having a physician-patient privilege or attorney-client privilege, that there is a definite benefit overall to society to maintain that. For the doctor, it's so that the patient can be honest and open and get the care that they need. For the attorney, it's so the person can seek the legal services, know what their rights are without being afraid or intimidated by what may have happened and have to be turned against. But in the case of clergy, so that people can deal with their guilt, confess it, have healing, restoration, transformation. These are things that the government cannot do. Government's about enforcement of law, and judgment and execution of a law. They can't do what people in ministry can do. And why it's so critical, Joe, is because if people don't go for confession and et cetera and counseling, then they're more likely to continue to do the acts and continue to victimize more people. So this is a preventative in society that has proven itself to have major impacts. With every testimony you hear out there, there is always the other side of the coin, which is absent someone's conversion or repentance or confession, there is actually the proclivity and likelihood of continuation in whatever bad thing they were doing.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And the other part of that, look, if somebody's coming and confessing a murder every week, I would hope, personal opinion, I would hope at some point in time the pastor or the priest is going to go, okay, Frankie, this is out of hand. And, we're going to have to talk to somebody about this a lot more than just me. But again,
right.
Pushing now. And I find this interesting because here they're going to push you to tell the truth. They're going to, well, not you, but the clergy, to tell the truth and to maybe throw somebody under the bus, if you would. But yet that wouldn't happen within the legal. The laws are totally different as to how you handle illegal aliens. It's just... You don't have to answer that. It just infuriates the crud out of me how there's three sets of laws, one for legals, one for American citizens, and one for rich Democrats. But we'll talk about those later. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I'll say this.
Go ahead.
So, I think I know where you're coming from, but let me say this. People need to understand that in no way, under present law, clergy are free and expected to report a pending future crime. So let's say Frankie comes in, talks to the priest and says, I've killed 17 people, and I really feel sorry for that, but I'm just going to do one more tonight. Sally, I'm going to get Sally tonight at 3 p.m. at 10 p.m. at her apartment. Yeah, we would expect, and in fact, clergy do blow the whistle to protect and prevent future victims from taking place. So we have that kind of protection. We're only talking about past actions and in dealing with those issues and help prevent them from happening again by providing confession and transformation and encouraging repentance, et cetera.
You know, there was another bill that I made the mistake of watching the hearing on it. And they were calling it the Bible bill, which in reality that wasn't. It was the conversion thing where you couldn't sell, and they were sneaky about this. They brought it up under the Consumer Protection Act, and what it was now again you can feel free to fix it if I screw this up, but basically you couldn't sell books, you couldn't sell printed material that had to do with conversion therapy, any kind of conversion therapy. So when I was watching the hearing, what I thought was really great was the first 10 or 12 people were up front and they were talking about how they were gay, they were living the gay lifestyle, lesbian lifestyle, bisexual lifestyle, and they went and they got counseling and now they were living lives with their spouses of the opposite sex. They had some kids and everything was wonderful and fine and they were very happy. So they were showing how the conversion for them worked. It didn't require shock treatment, the stories that you hear. It was simply prayer and understanding of the gospel, right? And the last person to get up was the attorney that co-signed the bill or helped introduce the bill. And he said, well, I'm openly gay, and you know that. And if you don't vote for this bill, basically what you're saying is, I have a sickness that can be fixed. I have a mental illness that can be fixed by scripture or God or whatever it is that you believe in. And I don't think that's fair.
Oh, I totally agree. And you don't think it's fair that he takes that approach.
He was telling the legislators he didn't think it was fair that they would put on his group, saying, hey, if you don't go for this bill, you're saying people like me have a mental illness and we can be repaired.
Right. Yeah. The truth is, there are people out there who have gone through counseling who have same-sex sexual attraction, and they've gone through counseling and they just feel bound by that. They feel compelled, and some choose to go into the lifestyle. Others choose to be celibate. Many have. Then you have others, though, that have gone through counseling, have addressed the underlying issues that came into play, whether it was sexual child abuse, whether it was not a healthy bonding with their father, absent of peer bonding, dominant mother. I mean, there's a whole bunch of factors. They've dealt with those issues. They've had healing with regard to those issues, and they understand where those feelings come from, and they're able to move on. And they, just like you said, and there's so many out there that are, what would you call, say, ex-gay, that have opposite-sex spouse and children. I know some. So what's really sad is when we have such an intolerant, closed-minded perspective to say, we're only going to focus on one group, that is those who had, you know, therapy and didn't work, and we're going to pretend like all the others do not exist. You know, the biggest insult you can give someone is to act and pretend and treat them like they don't exist. That's the greatest bigotry and hatred, and that is exactly what that legislation was advocating when it wanted to silence and censor and prevent anyone from sharing that message with on books or church retreats or whatever. That's why. And we know it's going to be coming back in some kind of form in the future. And we at Pacific Justice Institute stand ready to challenge it as a matter of egregious First Amendment free speech, free exercise, and freedom of association rights.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I want to talk about that too more. We're going to go for a break here in a second. But a couple things that I want to hit on. This whole thing with the drag queen, the readers, they're coming in to read the children and what have you. And they openly admit it is to promote acceptance of this kind of lifestyle, and they'll tell you that if you ask them. So there's nothing new, but then on top of that, you look at this. I don't even want to mention the kid's name, but he's what, 9 years old or 10 years old in New York, where they're dressing him up as a drag queen. He loves all the attention. He is, you know, dancing in the club at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking to myself, look at even 10 years ago, 15. If you took a little kid, and he's a kid at nine, people, sorry, if you took a kid there at that 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, they'd be all over you like white on rice for bringing a child out into an environment like that. But now, it's okay. We'll hit that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Brad Dacus, go nowhere. He'll be with us on the other side.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Boulder.
It's in Boulder. Okay, great.
All right, hold on. We're going in.
Thanks.
Go hang up right away. We can talk after.
Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him back on so we don't waste any of his time. Brad Dacus joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, real quick, catch people up. What does the Pacific Justice Institute do? What is your goal, your mission?
Our goal is to defend religious freedom, parental rights, and sanctity of human life all across the United States without charge through a network of hundreds of volunteer affiliate attorneys. And we also have a lot of empowerment that we like to do, too, to empower people with their rights. And we have great resources on our website. They can get all this for free, as well as sign up to get our weekly legal insider update to keep up with our many cases we're engaged in across the country. By the way, that includes, like, for example, opt-out forms for all 50 states to help protect children from the egregious new, quote-unquote, sex education material that's coming in that we talked about earlier, as well as a book called Reclaim Your School, How to Positively and Proactively Impact
public education, public schools, amidst this, all that's taking place in our public schools, and also 12 steps to protect your children from being taken by a social worker. Very important. Every parent and grandparent should also download that. That's all without charge on our website, pji.org.
Yeah, people think when it comes to social workers, when they walk in the door, they're allowed to just barge into your house, get down with your children, find out what's going on, and can walk out with one of them. But that's not necessarily true. Give you the Reader's Digest version, obviously, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
That's right. They just can't go in a house. They have to have a warrant from a judge. And if they take the child from a public school, even then there has to be an immediate emergency situation to justify that. But what we tell parents before to prevent the child from being taken is very concrete, and I would say it's successful in more than 99% of the time.
Wow.
So if parents know their rights in this area, it's so important, because if they don't, they will often lose their child permanently, because the social worker and their agency gets about $8,000 per head that they take per year through the federal government.
Wow.
And so that's why this is one of the areas that we take on that so many don't even bother. And one thing that makes us unique also is that we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, everyone gets the counsel that they need, even if it's not going to be a big case or high profile. That's a very unique facet of Pacific Justice Institute.
Well, let's talk a little bit about parental rights, because here in California they're being chipped away at more and more and more and more and more. But people don't believe me when I tell them, for all intents and purposes, your 12-year-old daughter, who may be pregnant from some 13-year-old kid in high school, can be taken for an abortion during school hours, and you would never know it. And people don't realize that 12-year-olds have a boatload of medical rights here in California, don't they?
Oh, you're correct. They do. That said, I will say, though, that school districts, although most school districts have that policy, and they cover, and they lie for the child, however, the law in California allows school districts to adopt a different policy if they wish. They can adopt a parent-friendly policy, not allowing a child to leave campus without parental consent, with the exception of emergency medical situations, and even then the parents are notified. There is good policy. We at Pacific Justice Institute have worked with 6 different school districts to get those policies adopted properly, but there are so many that are dominated by the teachers' union, dominated by the left, that really don't care about parents' rights and want to undermine parental rights. And unfortunately, some of the largest school districts in California fall under that category.
Yes. Yes, I know which one you're talking about. But it's really interesting, though, because you're exactly right. I mean, they can adopt those policies. I think some of the disingenuous things when it comes to parental rights here, again, are a lot of these kids, you have to opt out of these classes, right, not opt in, which is, I've always been an advocate of saying, no, you send the information home, you write up a synopsis on a piece of paper with a little slip at the bottom that says, you know, I've read this, I understand what the class is going to entail, and yes, my daughter or son have my permission to take that class. Well, they don't do that. Matter of fact, even in my own school district, I frequent the classes at times, and they don't know who I am. It's open house night or whatever it is. And I'll hear teachers say things like, you know what, you've got the right to opt out your child from this sex ed class, but you really shouldn't do it because it puts a stigma on them and the whole nine yards. And I go, you know what, that's not acceptable. That is not acceptable to tell a parent that. Let the parent be a parent and decide whether the stigma that I don't believe exists works, is something they want to, you know, work past or deal with. I mean, it's infuriating.
Right. And a lot of this, quote, stigma is the result of the teacher.
Yeah.
You know, because the child would be in class saying, okay, Johnny, before we do the sex education program, you're supposed to opt out, so you have to leave the classroom. Well, no. That should be arranged before the class starts. Johnny just goes straight to the library. They don't need to make it, but teachers often use that, or especially with other material that's very controversial, and it's a real shame. We at Pacific Justice also have sued school districts that have failed to provide proper notice regarding sex education and or their right to opt out of the Common Core Assessment Test, for example. And parents need to know what their rights are. And we have that material, resources, on our website. I don't want to sound like a commercial, but it is pji.org, pji.org. Parents need to be informed and equipped and with regarding this material. But it's it is disturbing. And one thing also we do with school districts, if it's a friendly school district, and they say, yeah, we've got this material coming in, and this is disturbing, they still have the right to give detailed prior notice to parents if they wish about this controversial material, be explicit, you know, send it separately, do follow-up phone calls, send it via email. They can do everything they can to let parents know, and they can even equip parents with an opt-out form that we can provide them so that they make it very easy and be very respectful for parental rights to opt out their children.
Well, you know, explain that, though, because they're going to take that slip that you're going to give them. They're going to take the opt-out form that you give them. They're going to go to the school district, and the school district will say, oh, no, you have to use one of ours, right?
Well, let me say this. School district can say you have to use one of ours, and parents should feel free to take it. But what we encourage parents to do when they have that approach like that is simply say, okay, no problem, and then send their signed opt-out form via certified mail to the school district and to the school district. And they'll be signed for it. They'll receive it. Once they have that, they have it in their occupation. I mean, in their hand, they now know that they've been put on notice, and if they don't comply with it, they then are subject to being sued and liable for any harm that occurring to the child. So, yes, so parents can't, you know, there's a way to deal with that.
Well, that's the thing. Parents have to realize, look, we had, you and I have talked about this before, we had an issue with my youngest son at school, and when we went in to speak to the counselor about it, the counselor really made us feel like what we were doing was wrong. What we were doing in calling attention to some of the issues he had in reading and what have you was wrong. And I just, you know, you walk out of there and you're thinking, wait a minute, you know, she got 35 years at this. Maybe we are pushing too hard. Maybe we don't know what we're talking. And then you start talking to other education people, and they go, no, that's wrong. And we got him the help he needed, contrary to what the counselor wants us to do, and all of a sudden the kids start doing better in school. So parents are made to feel inadequate and intimidated, and you can't be. That's your son. That's your daughter. You just need to fight for them like you would any other time in any other arena, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Public schools, and there are some great public school teachers out there, and hats off to them, and we give them counsel and help. But unfortunately, in public schools, so many simply just, you know, have low expectation. They really don't have, they don't, you know, motivating the child, giving the child tutoring. They just want to just get them through the system. You know, I know of a story of someone I knew very well. You know, it was a mother who was told that, you know, their child will always be a C and B student, and she just needs to learn to live with that and adjust for that. Well, this mother said, no, that's not my child. Pulled her child from a public school, put him in a private Christian school. The private Christian school says, no, you're staying after class. We're going to work with you. Fast forward, the child ended up doing incredibly academically, went to a great college, got his master's from Thunderbird. I mean, it's so incredible when a child has that motivation and school's saying, no, we know you can do better. And unfortunately, public education is a place where students often are not receiving that kind of support. And it's a shame.
It's amazing to me that again, you have to fight so hard with the child that you know and you spend all that time with. But you know what? You have to keep fighting. Your parents, don't be afraid of the school, the school district, or anybody at the district. That's your child that you're protecting.
Right.
And, Brad, you got about 30 seconds or less. Tell people again how to get a hold of you, how do they get help from PGI, how they support PGI.
Yes, if they'd like to support our work, we either monthly or one-time basis, or like to get our Legal Insider newsletter, updating on many cases we have ongoing, just go to our website, pji.org, pji.org.
Brad, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. All right, people, next hour, Harvard study shows no evidence that trigger warnings help. They actually hurt. Really? They needed to spend millions on this? Throw me a couple thousand. I'm fine with it. Anyway, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.